This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
855-212-4227 is our toll-free line. It's brought to you by GEICO. You can save a bunch of money. Listen, it's great news. Just go to GEICO.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, Mafia's in here with Sam the Butcher in for Carver High, who's off gallivanting again. And we got Bob Nightingale coming up at 40 past this very hour talking baseball. And then at 11, your boy David Dusick at Pebble Beach at the U.S. Open. I was watching it. Your boy Sergio just missed a 12-footer for eagle. He ended up getting a birdie, and I think that was on 18. I mean, it was literally the easiest eagle putt you ever saw in your life, and he shanked the bottomest it, and then that was that. So here's the deal. Gary Woodland, a household name, leading the U.S. Open. Can you imagine? In Northern Cali at Pebble, he's at 8-under, a brilliant round. He's not even done yet. He's through 17, unless I'm mistaken. Maybe he's still out there. I can't figure it out. And then Justin Rose, of course, shot a 70 today. He's at 7-under. Louis Oosthuizen at 6. He is still out there, 1-under today. Woodland, 5-under today. He had the round of the day. Jim Furyk was 4-under on the day. He had a hell of a round.
Boy, Dusick with the call of the day. Didn't he tell us last night that even though they were finishing up at -6 yesterday, that the leader today will be no lower than -8? And that's right where your boy was sitting?
Yeah, I'm seeing her. Here he is, another birdie. Unbelievable.
Oh, he was off by one.
That was like a 50-footer, that putt, Woodland. What a putt. He goes to 9-under. A 2-stroke lead. On 18, he drainos from off the green. He's on fire. When you're that hot, you don't want to go to the 19th hole because you'll end up drinking bourbon and getting hungover, stung for tomorrow's Saturday round. Gary Woodland getting involved. Look at this putt. It must have been 75 feet. How far is that, Sam the Butcher? My God, it's enormous, that putt.
You know, it's tough on a putt like that, especially because, you know, you got to come from where it is off the green just a touch. I believe that's where it was. And you got these new rules with you can leave the flag in. It helps on a putt like that.
Right.
You can stop that ball. You know, sometimes you got to give it a little extra to get there. And the flag helped them out a little bit on that one.
I mean, my God, that was a huge putt. I mean, that could be the difference in the U.S. Open. Think about it. Imagine if on Sunday he wins by 1 stroke. Go back to that 75-footer on 18 after Friday's round to end the round. I mean, if I'm him right now, I'm hitting that bourbon. I mean, that's just a hell of a round by him today. 6-under for today. That is just brilliant golf by Gary Woodland. Listen to this. He went, he had 6 birdies today, no bogeys. How incredible is that? He birdied 1, 5, 6, 9, 12, 16. And then he had to have birdied 18. Oh, that was number 9 that he just birdied. So he played the back first, right? They've been doing a lot of that. There you go. His 18th hole was number 9. We'll talk to David Dusick at 11 about the golf. And I'm into it. I've been watching. And Mafia, he likes it too. You just sit on the sofa all day on Sunday, on Father's Day, blazing and eating ice cream and just absolutely stuffing your face and drinking shots of tequila and watching the U.S. Open on Father's Day. Plus, it's supposed to rain ass here, right? Isn't that what I heard?
Yeah, it's supposed to be scattered thunderstorms all day. Sunday, Monday, then
more
rain all week.
What else is new?
Supposed to go out on the boat on Sunday.
It rains every day here.
No go.
Do you think it rains every day here?
It was for about 2 months there. It was like 45 out of 50 days, and then now it was getting nice for a while, and now we're back to the rain.
Yeah, you're back to the rain again, so don't tell me it's nice now when it rains every day. I mean, I even saw today, I saw it all cloud over. I mean, it's just automatic. So anyway, with the NBA Finals over, the offseason has officially started, and big questions need to be answered. Danny Green says he thinks winning the title will keep Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. Do you agree with that? It's confirmed a torn ACL for Clay, but the Warriors allegedly still plan to offer both Clay and KD max deals. Would Golden State be throwing next season away, signing two guys that'll miss the year? Will these injuries bring an end to the Warriors dynasty? The Lakers are interested in Jimmy Butler, allegedly, but the Sixers intend to do everything they can to re-sign him. Where will Jimmy Buckets end up? If it's either sign Butler or trade most of your roster for Anthony Davis, which would you choose? I think Anthony Davis is the obvious choice.
That'd be mine, hands down, without a second thought. Him or Butler? Definitely AD.
Yeah, not even a question. And here's another thing. They're favored, believe it or not, the Lakers to win the NBA title next year. They didn't even make the playoffs.
When I saw that, I had to go back in the stories that were running through the day. I'm like, did I miss them trading for AD that all of a sudden they're the favorites?
And, you know, in some books, they're the early favorites to win the title next year. Can you put any faith in a team to be contenders before they make any changes to their roster? After the Lakers are the Bucks and Clippers, Rockets, Raptors, Boston and Philly, Golden State. Who would you pick as the favorites? And legendary Broncos owner Pat Bowlen passes away at 75 of Alzheimer's just 2 months before being enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Since he took ownership 35 years ago, the team had 21 winning seasons, 18 playoffs, went to 7 Super Bowls, and won 3 Super Bowls. Where do you put Bowlen in the rankings of all-time NFL owners? 25 years ago tonight, Mafia's Rangers won the Stanley Cup, and Mafia became a hockey fan instantly.
That is. Didn't know about hockey before the 94 Cup because my dad wasn't into it. Ever since, been blue blood.
25 years ago. So you were, you're 34
now. Nine.
You were 9.
9 years old.
When they won it.
Yep.
Did you go crazy?
I got excited. I didn't, you know, being that was my first taste of it, I didn't know how hard it was to get back there to win and all that kind of stuff. I was too young to realize that, but 25 years later that they haven't even – they got back but lost. They got back to Eastern Conference Finals and lost. I mean, I don't think I fully appreciated it as I would now if it happened.
So did you see this Ujiri incident with the cop? Did you see the video? I think it's pretty lame.
Yeah, seriously. There's a witness account saying that the cops are covering up, that none of that really happened. He didn't hit the cop in the face. That is all just exaggerated. And there's plenty of video of him, like, in the back. They're saying, oh, they asked him for the pass, and he didn't have it. Meanwhile, there's video of him watching the end of the game, ready to go out there with his pass in full view.
I know. The officer said Ujiri didn't have the right credential on him at the time. And then officials said Ujiri pushed the deputy and struck him in the face. He was not arrested. He was able to get on the court and give a speech. We're working with the Oakland Police Department to file a report and contact witnesses and review video. The sergeant of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said, this morning, they said they're pursuing a misdemeanor criminal charge against him. He shoved our deputy and tried to walk past him. That's when the sergeant says the deputy pushed Ujiri away from the court. Ujiri came back a second more significant push with a part of his arm striking the deputy in the face. The sergeant says the department believes the jury committed misdemeanor battery on a law enforcement officer. And he also says investigators are gathering more footage while building their case against him. And then later in the morning, the Raptors said the incident is being looked at or cooperating with authorities. We look forward to resolving this situation. I got to tell you, how pathetic. I watched it. It's like the most pathetic thing ever. And like, you know, you got to be a complete dork. I think, honestly, that the cop has to be a complete dork, loser, tool to, like, really, you know what this is? This is your team just got bent over and spanked and called Charlie, so you're mad. And so because you're mad and because there was, like, a little chaos on the court, and you know, the cop thought that the guy didn't have the right credential because the cop was too stupid to realize who the guy was. He's the president of the team, right? So the cop got all in his face, and then the guy shoved him, and then now it led to this, right? So now he's going to what, federal prison for 10 years? I mean, give me a break, Alameda. Like, you just lost your series. You lost your team. They're moving over to San Francisco. You have nothing. So now what? You're going to charge the head of the basketball team for trying to get on the court when his team won the championship in your building? You're pathetic. Honestly, you're pathetic, and you're a fat ass. Honestly. I saw it. You're pathetic. You're feeble. You're weak. Your sergeant's a tool. He probably golfs all day and smokes pot with his friends on the golf courses out there in East Bay. Shut up, you fat ass. How pathetic. Did you watch that video? It's so pathetic. Like, it's not even a crime. Are you kidding me? They're pursuing battery charges against him. He didn't do anything to him, you fat ass. I don't even know if the guy's fat. I just don't like him already. I don't like the cop already. I hate you forever. He's probably a fan of the show. I still hate him forever. Like, how pathetic are you? Seriously. You
forever.
Just let it go. The guy's just won the championship, the first one ever in the history of the franchise. Get out of the way, fat ass, and let him get on the court and party with his team, right? Like, honestly, give me a break. 855-212-4227. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Sam the Butcher is here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.